In this lesson, I will talk about On This Day in History. Many people like to discover what happened on a particular day, either musically or through world events. The Muse offers both of these. With music history, that includes artist birthdays, major releases, landmark music events. World events includes news, science, culture, TV, and sport. You can search by day and month or full date for precise historical programming. Before I get into this, just a few words about historical events. When you compare the list of events brought back by the Muse against other sites, you may not see quite as many as perhaps you are expecting. There are a lot of them, but some sites give more. When you run the script, what I'm trying to do here is to check multiple sources to verify the accuracy of the statement it's about to make. Some sites do not do this, so if there is doubt, I would far rather we didn't report it. So having said that, let's deal with music history first, and we can do that in two ways, as I indicated. If you enter a day and month, we give you facts spanning multiple years. If you enter a precise date, you get events only for that date. That may be important to you. If you are hosting a 70s radio show, for example, you may only want events relating to the date of the broadcast and a specific year you are focusing upon, such as the 12th of June 1978. So let's begin then with the music history. To do that, I'm going to press the Muse key, followed by H.
Music History Events Dialogue. Type the date in the form of day then month or day then month then year edit.
Now we know your preferred date format as far as the Muse is concerned. It is part of the Windows operating system itself as to whether you want month first or day first. I'm in the UK, so it's day first. And for no particular reason, I'm going to choose June the 22nd. Now I can type 2206, or I could have typed 22 space June. I've tried to make this as flexible as possible, but I've typed that in now and I'll press enter.
Please wait. Heading level 1 on this day, music M-22 June.
That's correct, and I won't let you hear all of this, but we'll just arrow down a few events.
Heading level 2, timeline across the years. Birthday, Kris Kristofferson, born 1936, M-American singer, songwriter, and actor. Birthday, Peter Asher, born 1944, M-English singer, guitarist, and producer. Birthday, Howard Kalin, born 1947, M-American singer, member of the Turtles. Birthday, Todd Rundgren, born 1948, M-American singer, songwriter, and producer.
You'll notice a couple of things here. First of all, I'm giving you the kind of event that it is. In all cases so far, that has been birthday, and I've sorted them so that you have the earliest first.
Event on this day in 1969, Judy Garland, the actress and singer famous for Over the Rainbow, died at age 47. Birthday, Stephen Page, born 1970, M-Canadian singer-songwriter, member of Baronic Ladies. Event on 22 June 1970, Led Zeppelin played at Lagerdalshall Hall in Reykjavik, Iceland, their only visit to Iceland. Event on 22 June 1971, the second Glastonbury Festival was held in England, featuring acts such as David Bowie, Melanie, Fairport Convention, and Traffic.
And we could move on through those. There are quite a lot of events, as I say, that you can browse through. I'll press Escape to come out of here, and this time I will press the Muse key, followed by Shift H.
History World Events Dialog. Type the date in the form of day then month or day then month then year edit.
We'll come to the precise date in a moment. Again, I'm going to type 2206 and press enter.
Please wait. Heading level 1 on this day, World Events M-22 June. Heading level 2, timeline across the years. Culture, 1633, Galileo Galilei is forced to recant his heliocentric support under threat from the Inquisition of the Catholic Church. Politics, 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte abdicates the French throne for the second and final time after his defeat at Waterloo. Politics, 1922. British Army Field Marshal Sir Henry Wilson is assassinated by the Irish Republican Army in London, helping to spark the Irish Civil War. Sport, 1938. Joe Louis knocks out Max Schmeling in just over 2 minutes at Yankee Stadium, regaining the heavyweight boxing title in a fight heavy with political and racial symbolism.
Now, what about precise dates? I don't think we need to go through both the music history and world events again, but let's just do the music history. Muse key, H.
Music history events dialogue.
And this time, I'll type 22061978 and press enter.
Please wait. Heading level 1 on this day, music M-22 June 1978. Heading level 2 chart no 1s. UK singles no 1, John Travolta and Olivia Newton, John and Dash, You're the One That I Want. US Hot 100 no 1, Andy Gibb and Dash, Shadow Dancing. UK albums no 1, original soundtrack and Dash, Saturday Night Fever. US Billboard 200 no 1, various artists and Dash, Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. Heading level 2 notable music events. The Rolling Stones played in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina as part of their 1978 U.S. tour. The soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever was dominating both UK and US album charts. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John's You're the One That I Want had recently reached no 1 in the UK, entering its long run atop the singles chart. Andy Gibb's Shadow Dancing had taken over the no 1 spot on the US singles chart. Heading level 2 releases and anniversaries. No widely documented notable singles or albums specifically released on 22 June 1978 could be confidently verified. Heading level 2 artist birthdays. No widely documented music celebrity birthdays on 22 June 1978 could be confidently verified. Press escape to close this window.
So you get the idea with that one. Obviously, we are being very, very specific there in terms of the information that we want because we entered a precise date. In the next section, we're going to have a look at the daily prep sheet.